The final point in topic one, 1.20, is to explain why people's perceptions of risks are often different from the actual risks. This includes underestimating and overestimating the risks due to diet and other lifestyle factors in the development of heart disease. And this is one where you're more likely to get some of these high-level thinking questions, the suggest questions. Quite simply, why do people look at the risks and carry on doing something anyway? Could it be, perhaps, this might be something you need to think about, that they have weighed up being told, don't do that, it will give you cancer, and have decided that actually the short-term benefits are worth the longer-term risk for them? Okay? There may be more instant gratification there. There are hundreds and thousands of people who see the smoking adverts, the on the back of the cigarette packets, the warning smoking will cause lung cancer, smokers die earlier, and they will tend to ignore it, okay? Because most of them will have weighed up the short-term benefit of, well, I get to have a cigarette now and worry about my health later. Also consider things like addiction. Okay, cigarette smoking, nicotine is the one of the most addictive substances. It's more addictive than heroin and more addictive than alcohol. And it's going to be very difficult for people, even if they've weighed up and realized that they are putting themselves at risk, to stop themselves from doing the risky behavior. There's an awful lot of healthy eating that relies on willpower. And an idea that life is too short to starve myself and so on. Look at things like peer pressure, okay? The pressure to drink a lot of alcohol, perhaps to smoke if one's peers do so. And think that all of these are going to cause people to underestimate the actual risk to them or to choose to ignore the risk. Also look at things like people being distracted by certain risks. A lot of people assign everything to their genes, especially if they don't understand what genes do. Genetic factors do have a lot to play in this. However, there's going to be an awful lot of environmental effects that are going to be used instead. Environmental effects are probably the biggest causes of cardiovascular diseases in this case. And that's really about it for this particular section. Most people don't read scientific journals. They believe to a great extent what their doctors tell them. They see what they've been told by the government via the various, like, live well, eat well, whichever the campaign is. Other than that, though, it's very difficult to get data through to people so they can accurately assess their risks. Okay? So you may need to make a comment about people's perception of risk and how they feel it applies to them in their lives.